This podcast helps you to understand the reasons behind the rise in witchcraft accusations during this period. It takes the form of a monologue with a villager. At the end, there is a description of the research of different historians.
So, you want to know about witches, do you? Well, I shouldn't really be talking about this, but since you asked so nicely, everyone believes in magic round here. Well, we go to church to listen to a sermon by the priest each Sunday. But he won't tell you the sex of your baby, will he? Magic helps us with these things. Curing an illness or finding stolen goods. No, we use magic in all sorts of ways. Besides, the church doesn't teach us that it's wrong. Most villages have a wise woman who you can go to if you need a cure for something. There's also familiars, little creatures a witch causes to carry out evil acts, you know, like making crops fail or sending an illness upon a favourite child. There is a law against witchcraft from 1563. It says that anyone accused of being a witch can be hanged if they have killed someone through their magic. Witches can also be imprisoned if they cause damage to property or to a person. I don't know why, but we seem to have more witchcraft trials recently. There do seem to be more people about, though. We did have those really bad harvests in the 1580s and 90s. Some places have more witches than others, too. For example, my friend lives in Essex, which is the county with the most accusations of witchcraft. Where does it start? Well, most of the time it's because neighbours fall out. There might be an argument and the cunning woman might go away muttering a curse under her breath. Then the villager might suffer some horrible misfortune. That's when you know to go to the authorities. Historians carried out research into the reasons why there was a rise in the number of women accused of being witches from the 1970s onwards. They have come up with differing interpretations. Historians Alan McFarlane and Keith Thomas began a study of witchcraft in the 1970s. They argued that the reason for the rise in witchcraft was the changing economic climate. Many Elizabethans were suffering from hardship, and therefore they were less likely to help their neighbours. This led to disagreements and village tensions, which were a key cause of increased witchcraft trials. In the 1990s, feminist historians argued that the persecution of witches demonstrated the repression of women. They highlighted the fact that most of those accused of witchcraft were women, and that the people judging them were men. Not all feminist historians agreed, though. They argued that most of the accusers were women too. Another group of historians have suggested that it was the rise of Protestantism which led to more accusations of witchcraft. Puritans were concerned with establishing godly communities, and this meant that they saw witches as a threat to this. What is true is that where there were high numbers of Puritans, as in Essex, for example, there were also high numbers of witchcraft accusations.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.